Big game, obviously Monday night. Really good team with the Bears. They've got a good, really, really good defense. You know, when it's all said and done, hey, man, they might be considered great. You know, they're good against the run and pass. Statistically, you look at the statistics, they're really good, and then you turn on the film and they're really good. Nothing changed. So very disciplined defense with a lot of talent, well coached. Obviously, the first thing that jumps out to anybody that looks at the Bears' defense is just the amount of turnovers they've caused. And a lot of them, you know, they've caused. It's not just a team giving the ball away. You know, they're taking it. So we got a huge challenge in front of us and looking forward to it. Any questions? Well, I think the first thing you got to do is, you know, it's something we talk about a lot around here is ball security. And, you know, there's been times when we've been extremely good at that. So visually, I think when you look at what they've actually done and how they've created turnovers, I think that's the most powerful tool, you know, because, as they say, a picture's worth 1,000 words sometimes. So, you know, we've shown them early in the week lots of visual evidence, and there's lots of it. We didn't have time to show it all to them, so we showed them some of it. You know, they do a great job punching, stripping, raking, and their DBs, their corners are playing at a very, very high level right now, defending the pass. And also after the catch, I mean, a lot of teams up till now have made plays against them at times, and then bam, the ball's out. So, you know, tons of visual evidence.
Do they actually like their corners play sides, or do they just one guy shadow the other?
Yeah, they'll match up. They'll match up quite a bit.
Yeah,
they'll match up. You know, I think it's more of a skill set thing. I think they probably decide who the best matchup is and go with that. And, I can't answer that, but they will match up.
Great. I have a question and a follow-up. Is Alex Smith going to play Monday night?
You know, Alex is going through the protocol right now, and that's in the doctor's hands. And, you know, when we know, you will probably know.
My follow-up is part of the protocol, does he have to do anything on the field, or is it just neurological tests?
You know, I'm not an expert on the protocol, but he does have to do. Part of that process is physical.
Has he done that part yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Just a minute. Will he have a chance to do it tomorrow?
I believe that's part of the schedule. I think that is consistent with the schedule.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Greg, how has he looked on the field this weekend? What differentiates a non-contact drill than any other week for a quarterback?
I don't know if I can answer the second one. I don't know if there is a real answer to that. I think, again, I'm not an expert on it. Jeff Ferguson is, however. But I believe all players have to go through the same protocol, regardless of position. So, but he's looked good. He's looked really sharp.
So he's done basically the same workload that he would in a normal week without a concussion?
Thereabouts.
But he hasn't been cleared to play yet.
I think there's protocol that the league, you know, mandates a player must go through. That's a process, and at the end of that, you know, that decision's made.
Can you tell me what your other two quarterbacks or your second and third guys, do they give you a list of plays out of the game plan that they're most familiar with, the most comfortable with?
We'll work together on that, yeah. We'll work together, we have a pretty good grasp of that. But we'll talk through them individually, and then we'll kind of highlight certain plays for certain guys. Yes.
And when is that done?
Yeah, usually Saturday. I mean, well, usually the day before the game. Yeah. Yeah. Day before the game, sometimes a little bit ahead of time. And then, you know, some plays you put in for one guy in mind, some plays the other guy. But we definitely prioritize for each guy. You know, that's a good question. An hour and a half before the game, we'll make that decision. But it's possible. That's possible.
There's a, about this week and maybe other weeks.
I think there's a lot of different scenarios this week, and it's fluid. And I think, you know, we've talked through them, and it will change according to how the big picture changes. And obviously, the quarterback position is a huge piece of that. So. Not quite as much for Alex, but I think he's gotten plenty of practice time.
And did obviously think that if Colin were to start, you'd want to have all the practice
time? Shoot. It's kind of like, you know, is there anything else I can wish for? You know, I mean, it's just one of those situations when you don't know, you don't know. So you try to allocate your resources accordingly and time on task accordingly. But at the beginning of the week, you can say, hey, you know, I don't think this is going to happen. I think he's going to be fine. Let's give him all the reps. Let's split him. Let's do this. Let's do that. But in the end, you really don't know. That's my point. And you just got to try to make the best decision you can and be ready to adjust.
You mentioned the ability to punch and break the ball out.
Yeah, so that's outstanding.
And just tell me specifically, does he have kind of Hall of Fame talent when it comes to that?
I've never seen anybody do it better. So that's pretty good. And every time he does it, it seems, he might not get it out, but he's definitely close to getting it out, or the person carrying the ball is extremely aware of his presence. And, there's times where guys, there's some really great examples of some guys when he just happened to be around, you know, that other hand goes over, that fifth point of pressure covers the ball up. So I definitely think when you watch film, you can tell who was, from a fundamental and technique standpoint, more prepared for that than others. So.
Very pleased by Cap back, and if so, which ones?
You know, I'm not going to get into which ones, but I thought he did a very good job of coming in to the game and moving the team. There's definitely some plays in there that he could have played better on. He knows it, and there's some really good plays that he made off the cuff, you know, that you can't coach. So, he did a good job. I thought he was very poised. He was very prepared mentally. Physically and emotionally, I think there were a couple plays here and there that we could do a little bit better. But that's not just Cap; that's everybody.
How much more do you need to see from him before you mention your starter?
That's really not a relevant question, but Cap's a guy that's improving all the time. Really like his mindset, and he's always one play away from being the starter. And as far as I was concerned, when he was in the game playing, he was the starter. Now, how that moves forward when Alex comes back, you know, Alex is our starter, and Cap's ready to come in at any time.
Is there something that you see that makes him better at doing this than others?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and here's how I'd answer that. I think he's an extremely disciplined corner. When I watch him play, I think the coaches probably love him because he does everything exactly right. He is by the book, and he's a technician. And then when it comes to stripping the ball and punching it out, I mean, he just is so far ahead of everybody, it's not even funny, everybody else. I mean, he goes – every play he's got a plan on how he's going to approach a tackle. And, it's very rare. I can't say I've seen anybody do it with that kind of precision. And so it's very impressive. You know, they got a great defense. And, we got our hands full, and we're really looking forward to it.
You stress ball security. We heard that a lot last year. You were very successful. But how do you teach that? And have you talked about it more this week and watched more of the film that you talked about that you go against your cousin?
You definitely teach ball security. I mean, there's a technique to carrying a football. Your wrist wants to be above the elbow. We call that the eagle claw. It wants to be over the tip of the ball. You want your elbow tight to your rib cage. You do not want your elbow lifted up. And then there's three or four specific techniques defenses use to strip the ball. This punching technique, it's new. It's not typical. It's a little bit revolutionary, I might say. But a lot of people try to what you call lawnmower you, pull this arm away from your body. A lot of people try to lift the elbow up or punch from behind. That's why you want your elbow tucked. you know, there's other ways that guys do it, and there's techniques to defend it. When you're running behind the defense, in front of the defense, somebody's coming at an angle as you're going to the ground. That's when a lot of fumbles take place. You know, those are all things we emphasize all the time, and we better be on it against this team.
Against teams who have played the Bears, is there one team you hope that has a shining example of that's the team that handled the Bears well?
I think there's, you know, in different phases, yes, in different phases. I think from a ball security standpoint, there's one team that jumped out to me. You know, I'm not going to say who it was, but I thought they did a great job of playing fundamental good football as far as carrying the football. Yep.
Last one, guys. We just talked to Vic, and he was saying how similar Jay Cutler and Jason Campbell were, and how that probably makes it easier for the Bears if the starter goes down. Now, I would imagine that your first and second quarterbacks are very different, and does that make it difficult in a week like this to, you know, like you were saying, allocate enough reps to both guys?
Makes it exciting. I'm excited. And no matter who plays, I'm excited, chomping at the bit. Can't wait to get out there and watch our guys play. We got one more day of preparation. Can't wait.
Thank you.